advancing pleasure. This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show. Back in studio after spending the last couple of programs at Fanatics. I want to thank all the folks down there at Fanatics, Skojo and Todd and
Brian
and Heather.
Brittany.
Yeah, we want to thank them all for their hospitality and a great couple of days down at Fanatics. And, of course, things don't stop there with more games tonight in the NIT, the CBI, the AIG. I don't know what else there is out there.
But AIG having a tournament.
I think they should, yeah, with charter planes.
They'll have to stay at the nicest hotels. Heck, why not?
Coming up later on in the show today, we are going to talk with Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovey, off to a perfect 4-0 conference start over the weekend. Maybe a little bit of a surprise, but hey, let's talk to the coach. We're going to get to him after class around the last segment of the program today. But let's start off. Let's start it off right here. Derek, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
The Storm win.
They did. They got a big 4-3 win on Saturday night. Very exciting game, too. It was a 3-3 much of the third period with good chances on both sides. Sioux City actually brought 130 fans down in two buses to watch it as well. And then then in overtime, they got to see a new guy, Aaron Jamnick, actually skating his second night with the Storm. Got the game-winning goal with about 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in overtime. It was awesome. Good game.
Still picking up some players.
Actually, this is a case where I think his high school team just got done playing. So he comes down, skates a couple of games with us before the end of the season. Kind of the same case with number 12, Berkeley Scott, out there as well. Just kind of getting a feel for the guys over the last couple of games.
Berkeley.
Speaking of Berkeley Bottom Tooth.
Berkeley.
Have you met Berkeley? Have you talked to him?
A little bit, yeah. I interviewed him down at Skeeter Barnes when they had the Skaters as Waiters event down there.
And?
He's a pretty quiet kid. Pretty quiet.
He's not like bossing butlers around and stuff.
No. He's from he's from Anoka, Minnesota.
He doesn't have a Rhodes Scholar to Yale or anything like that.
Oh no, he's a really nice kid. Seems pretty quiet.
Berkeley.
Hey, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If your brackets took a beating, take them down to the Dent Popper. They'll point and laugh at you, but they will fix your vehicle up. Dent Popper on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. Let's get after it. I know that one of the leaders, if you were keeping track of the Doug and Daddy pool through the weekend, the real H-Man in Riverdale, I believe, was the entry, was 30-2 in the first round, tied for the national lead, 28-0, but Cleveland State nipped him, and now not even the leader in the Doug and Daddy pool. But Derek, fill us in. We have a tie at the top, very impressive, at 590 points. The national leaders right now are at 620. 590 leads Doug and Daddy. We got two right there.
Yeah, we have LV Ranch 9 and the Mailman, who's a contributor via email quite a bit on the show. Both of those guys tied in first, and they both have Pittsburgh as their eventual champion. So that's
look good right now.
Well, they're still in the tournament. I would like to give myself kudos for, of course, crushing both of you so far. But the problem is now, here's where the Doug bracket will be made. It will be made Thursday and Friday. I had Pitt going out Oklahoma State. 49 points in the first half and you don't lead. Good God. And then they realized in the second half that, you know, probably we aren't going to make 33s in the game. Let's start taking it inside. Scored a few, too little, too late. But so Pitt stays alive, and then I have Louisville losing to Wake Forest, which of course isn't going to happen. But if they go out, how many people got Arizona in the Elite Eight? And I will start.
Zero.
I will start. I have 13 of the Sweet 16 in my bracket. Now again, if you've got chalk, that's you're going to be towards the top, and then it just depends how many of those first rounders you got. Dayton comes through for me. Western Kentucky comes through for me. Maryland comes through for me in first-round games. And then moving on to the second round, I really didn't have a whole lot of upsets. I think in my sheet I had Marquette beating Missouri very close yesterday. Of course, I had Pitt going down. That didn't happen. If Pitt could lose to Xavier, though, that saves my bracket. Some number ones didn't play very well. Some number twos didn't play very well. But the key is they survived that first weekend. And now,
or did Oklahoma State play that well?
Oklahoma State made a lot of threes. They didn't play very good defense. Neither team played. Well, they didn't play very good defense. They made a lot of threes, and that's what you have to do against Pitt if you're a short team.
I thought it was funny down the stretch yesterday, the Pittsburgh players and coaches complaining to the officials. It's like they never complain to the officials because there's usually, they've usually raped the village and plundered the women by then. Down the stretch, Pittsburgh's like, when the whistle blows and they look at the official, they go, all right, I know you got to call something on us every now and then, whatever. But they're like up in arms at times, like, what the hell was that? And, down there's about 40 seconds left. Guy drives the baseline, goes up for the shot. Oklahoma State absolutely clobbers the guy. Ball shoots out of bounds, and you figure it's going to be a foul. No. The official just goes, boom, right out of bounds. Pittsburgh player's like, wait a minute, that hurt. That hurt, and I've got marks on my arms to show that. I thought that was interesting for the first time that maybe Pitt didn't get every call that they thought they normally get.
How many Sweet 16 teams do you have?
I've got 12.
Okay, so dominating you. And Derek is 175th. I am tied for 48th with a bunch of people. And you're farther down than that then, huh?
What were you?
Well, the real deal one is I'm only in like 52.3%. So
I only have one bracket on here, though, in my defense.
Well, we're just talking. Yeah.
The real one.
We're talking the real one. Right. Yeah, we're not talking the other couple that we have on.
Find me, Derek. How far down is the real deal?
Oh, let's see.
Do you know how many points you had?
I looked at it last night. Can't be good. I'm down another page.
Oh, yeah. I'm scrolling down.
You said you had 53%.
I think that was 52.8 or 53.8.
Yeah, so he's going to be. Let's click down a couple of pages.
Yeah, get way down there. Thoughts from the first weekend, and since we haven't had a talk since Friday, I just want to give my stinker team. You look at some of these teams that aren't from power conferences that have the good seeds, and then you go, well, way to perform. I am just PO'd about Utah. Everybody told you all week how Arizona is probably going to come in and beat you, and so you just have that same mind frame. That was the most disappointing game, I think, for me. And again, I had Utah winning one game, so it wasn't like I had them going to the Final Four. But I thought that was the most disappointing game for me of the whole first round. First round, Thursday, Friday, Utah just absolutely not showing up to play against Arizona.
My one disappointing game? I don't have to go very far in the bracket. It's Wake Forest, who was down and out early. Never in the ball game. They were out by 13 points first half. It wasn't like, okay, they edged their way. No, they never did.
And you're right, because then Cleveland State didn't play very well yesterday against Arizona either. They kind of froze, got their deer in the headlights look. They were a lot more confident coming out against Wake Forest. They did not show that same aggressiveness yesterday against Arizona. You always have one of those, a 12-13 and 11-14 or however that works out in the brackets, that you're going to have one mini bracket that had two upsets and allows somebody like an Arizona to get into the Sweet 16, deservedly so, but allows them. And then Louisville gets a 12. Somebody benefits out of this.
Well,
somebody
Kansas.
Doesn't. Somebody doesn't play a lot of tough teams.
Well, Kansas gets Dayton. They're not testing that second round.
What are you talking about? Dayton's better than West Virginia. What are you talking about?
I'm saying somebody benefits, and they were the recipient. They basically cruised
But Kansas didn't just kind of – I think Kansas showed they were good enough to beat whoever they played.
You know, a disappointment. I've got Pittsburgh winning the whole thing. I couldn't be real excited that first round. East Tennessee State comes out and pushes them.
Well, here's the scary thing, though. We didn't see a major upset the first round, the second round. Here, every once in a while, a one goes down. The eight or the nine clips the one, a two or three. All the top three seeds made it in every bracket for the first time in NCAA tournament history. Boring. Boring. Okay, great job, committee. You got it right. Or did you? Did you just not get the matchups like they should be?
Well, that's... And that was Cowherd's deal this morning. The pod system. Is it working? Duke and North Carolina win? Yeah, they're close to home. Villanova, shocker. Win in Philadelphia, shocker. They got home games. Shocker.
Well, Ohio State lost at home to Siena, who pushed Louisville, which that would have been great if they'd have been ousted as well. So your thoughts on the NCAA tournament, you can email us, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Go to our webpage, ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote on our poll question. Most people thought Oklahoma would go the deepest in this tournament. Now that we're down to three, will any of the Big 12 teams remaining, Oklahoma, Missouri, or Kansas, make it to the Final Four? You can vote yes on one of the teams. You can vote yes, more than one, or no, none of those teams, and none of them are number one seed. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. So you have went all the way to the bottom of the bracket here to find the real deal from Tony Davis, which, of course, is A. Davis, Anthony Davis.
210th you're tied for. So that's...
Okay, so...
He's on the fifth page out of
eight. He's also tied for 242nd.
Yes. Yes,
so you're tied for 242nd.
We got that going for
us. Out of 363. Excellent. My Final Four is still intact. So that's good. Wake Forest ahead going to the Elite Eight. That's bad. But it's only bad. Maybe Arizona can beat Louisville. Do you see an upset happening Thursday or Friday?
Well, I don't know. You can't really call them upsets when it's one. I mean, an upset to me is when you look at the point spread and go, oh, it's 10 points. That's an upset. An upset of a four-point favorite, that's not an upset to me. So when you're talking, everybody wants to know, who's the game you're zeroing in and looking at? Who's the one game you want to talk about? I tell you what, Syracuse and Oklahoma, that is going to be a great basketball game. You've got the star.
That's why that's the toughest bracket.
You got the star players. I think that could be the undoubtedly one of the best games coming this weekend. I think what a sensational matchup that's going to be. People butting heads. Blake Griffin, I'm not sure Syracuse got an answer for him, but I don't think Oklahoma's got an answer for Johnny Flynn or Devendorf either.
You okay?
Sorry, I'm coughing up phlegm.
By the way, all right, sweet, great. That's outstanding. Beautiful. Thanks for sharing. All right. Also, going to look at the All-State teams. Huh. Elliot Lason, first-team All-State. Shocker! A 6'11 kid that averages 14 points.
Doug, you said it. You told me at Christmas. You knew it.
It's the way it is. Give me a break. You're 6'11 on an undefeated team going to the state finals, and you average 14 points?
Yeah, but
and this is not a personal attack against Lason, because you look at Adam Mingus, and he is, in the Omaha World Herald at least, the captain of the C2 team, and he averages not quite 12 points a ball game. It's what you mean to your team, but come on.
He distributes the ball, Doug.
Then you look at the girls. Let's pick the five highest scoring girls in the state in Class A, and Jordan Hooper, and they're super state. And for Riley Jane Hamilton not to put Austin Kotzer on her super state team is just a travesty. It's just an absolute travesty. You don't think this kid could play Class A ball? Are you kidding me? 28 points a game? Are you kidding me?
Well, it was so good this year. Maybe he could some years,
Class
Doug.
A
but
stunk.
Class A was so
stunk,
good this
stunk,
year.
Stunk. It stunk so bad they can't even find... For the first time in the history of the World Herald, they've got one Class A kid on the All-State team. One. That's how bad Class A was.
I'm totally in agreement.
For the years that people have said, you just hate Class A because they're the greatest. You know what? Shut the hell up. Props right here this year. Class A was not good. And you know what? If you think I'm taking a shot at Kearney or Grand Island, I'm not. I am saying overall, you know what? I'll stick up for the little guy. You always say, well, these kids couldn't play this kind of ball. Night in and night out. I'm still going to hear that. Night in, night out, you couldn't. You know what? Let's strap it up. Let's play one game. Let's see if you're ready to go, Utah. Let's see if you're ready to play. You know what? This year, no, you weren't. 99, 34, 31, Class A final.
Super State second team, how many Class A's? All of them?
No. Ralston, Beatrice, St. Cecilia, Waverly. So you just had Jake Marvin from Lincoln Southwest. And on the third team, Scotts Bluff, Bennington, Pierce. Four Class A kids made the top 15 in the state, according to the Omaha World Herald.
Well, I think that's probably representative of... Well, I think Stu figured it out that Class A wasn't good. Don't you think? I mean...
Well, there were other good kids. Just because they don't have a Class A, I mean, that's not their fault. That's not their fault that they're not playing Class A ball. I'm going to tell you another thing. What's easier slash harder? Growing up in an environment where you can play basketball against kids of that caliber night in and night out, or growing up in Ewing, Nebraska, where you kick everybody's ass day in and day out and have to get yourself better by finding other ways to get better. What's tougher? Let's face it, there's a lot of natural talent. You got to have natural talent to be as good as some of these kids are. And that's just my thoughts on the whole thing. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Well, I didn't know you were going to get this hot today.
Well, I'm not hot. All-state teams, NCAA basketball, Pat Summit 99. And by the way, my women's NCAA bracket in the 99th percentile. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
And now, here's going to be glad you didn't. Get your extreme tested train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a train.
All Grand Tire locations are celebrating their newest location in Hastings, Nebraska with their grand opening tire sale March 16th through the 28th. All tires will be on sale. Register to win a new four-wheeler ATV, plus buy three and get the fourth free on a popular Kelly Navigator Gold. At Grand Tire, you always receive free shuttle service, flat repair, rotation, mounting, 30-day ride guarantee, air pressure alignment check, and road hazard, all free with every tire purchase. Don't miss the grand opening tire sale featuring the lowest price guaranteed and 90-day same as cash, Monday, March 16th through Saturday, March 28th. Grand Tire, your tire store next door.
The NCAA tournament is on Westwood One. Are you ready to dance with the real stars?
Green will drive it up quickly for Carolina. Misses the runner, but a tip jam by Tyler Hansbrough coming out of nowhere to flush it for two. 54-48, it's a six-point lead for North Carolina.
Put on those dancing shoes as the party is ready to get started right here.
Catch all the NCAA tournament on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
We have partly to mostly cloudy skies for the day today. There will be some scattered showers and strong thunderstorms moving in, but with a strong northwesterly wind, we have a wind advisory in effect, a high of 66. For tonight, we still have some rain showers in the evening hours, switching over to wet snow by the overnight. With a northwesterly wind, we have a low near 31 degrees. Currently at 64 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime.
Derek, were you scratching something there?
Superstation.com.
Leave the record alone.
Okay, all right.
Hey, Doug, the dust is flying today. You're out putting on fertilizer. You're thinking about, damn, I don't know if I got enough seed. Dynagrow still got seed. Hey, you're looking for a hybrid with strong performing, widely adapted hybrid with top-end yield potential. Boom! Dynagrow's got it. Semi-flex girthy ears with deep kernels and open husks. Boom! Dynagrow's got it. Whether you're looking for a taller hybrid that responds to high fertility, boom! Dynagrow's got it. Roundup ready corn to optimize profit potential and peace of mind. Dynagrow is waiting for your call. 1-800-652-998. Hey, 57V07, we tell you all the time, it's rated preseason number one. And it'll prove that in every test plot around. So why not get some for your farming operation? Dynagrow is where it's at. Call your local Dynagrow seeds dealer today.
And boom goes the dynamite.
There you go.
Taking a look at those all-state teams, just giving the kids the props from our area, hopefully. Let's take a look at the boys' side. In Class C1, Jake Hamburger of Hastings St. Cecilia. on the first team. Dalton Seeley and Spencer Fay of Central Catholic are on the second team. Seeley of St. Cecilia. C2, Adam Mingus, the honorable captain or honorary captain, which basically means who they think the best player in the class was. So Adam Mingus of Ravenna, Class C2, able to haul that in. Eric Johnson of Ravenna makes it on the second team. In Class D1, Bruning Davenport's Brett Houchin and Yvonne Simic of Arapahoe are on the first team. Derek Snyder of Burwell's on the second team, along with Garrett Hoynes of Bruning Davenport. Snyder was first team, according to the Lincoln paper. And in D2, there was no one from the immediate listening area except for Dwayne Wall of Hampton, who was placed on the second team. For the ladies, no superstaters from the area this year. Tracy Keyser of Cambridge was placed on the third team, All-Nebraska. As far as Class A goes, Stacia Robertson of Grand Island was a second-team selection. Class B, Paige Hasty of Holdridge was a second-team selection.
That's crap, because if she wasn't a sophomore, I wish they would throw out their grade for what Paige Hasty did this year for Holdridge. If nobody knew she's a sophomore, she's first team All-State.
Haley Mandelko Lexington, also second team selection as a sophomore. In Class C1, Kearney Catholic's Katie Sokolowski, a second team selection. She was a first team selection in the Lincoln Journal Star in Class C. No, she was a second team selection. Okay, sorry. She was second team in both for Sokolowski of Kearney Catholic. In C2, Ravenna's Mallory Irvine, a first team selection, along with Tracy Keyser of Cambridge. Sliding on down to second team, Jamie Van Kirk of Sutton. D1 for the girls, Omaha World Herald All-State team. You've got Shelby Baudette of Bancroft Rosalie, which isn't in the area, but she is the All-State captain. Ashley Dahl of Deschler is on the first team. On the second team, Cammie Bruckman of Silver Lake, Bailey Morris of Silver Lake, and Rachel Walton from Franklin. Second team dominated by the Twin Valley Conference. And in D2, it was Ashley Axman of Pleasanton sneaking onto the first team with two Ewing and two Chambers girls. So congratulations. Courtney Shoemaker of Pleasanton, second team, and Mackenzie McCartney of Lawrence Nelson, also second team, D2. Congratulations to those All-Staters.
You know what? How many points has Paige Hasty got? We got her for 15?
Just 15, yeah.
Okay, maybe not exactly what I thought. She had some monster games at big times for Holdridge. You know, there's a player going to be around two more years, going to have a lot of honors thrown her way. Granted, things continue to, she works hard and does what she's supposed to do. She's one of those players, you know, like people from the area be like, gosh, Trent, how are you guys going to be next year? They're going to be pretty darn good because they got freaking Paige Hasty. Oklahoma, if Blake Griffin comes back, Jeff Capel, how are they going to be? We're going to be pretty freaking good. We got Blake freaking Griffin.
Couple of other girls that the Lincoln Journal Star honored that the Omaha did not have. Emily Ochtenberger of Ravenna was C2 second team. Courtney Shoemaker was first team in the D2 for the Lincoln Journal Star on the girls' side. On the boys' side, I don't think there was a lot of difference here. Jake Hamburger was the C1 stud of the year for Class C1. Brett Wells made the second team in the Lincoln Journal Star from St. Paul. He was the player of the year from the Grand Island Independent. So congratulations there to Mr. Wells, who I saw play this year and was pretty darn good, pretty darn good. So those are the difference. Dwayne Wall of Hampton was first team in the Lincoln paper, second team in the Omaha. And again, these are things you put in your scrapbook and you just say, you know what, all these kids had magnificent seasons. So congratulations to all those that made All-State.
I think, you know what, in All-State's obviously a subjective deal. There's people out there angry they didn't. The big scheme of things, does it matter a lot? Probably right now it does. 3 years down the road, your anger will subside.
Daddy, I want to make you happy. I want to bring some sunshine into your life right here.
Can the wind go down?
We are down, no.
Oh.
And it's going to get crappy. We are down to the Elite Eight in the Division II men's and women's basketball championships. On the men's side, Augusta State will take on Christian Brothers. The number one and two seeds out of their brackets. Cal Poly Pomona, who was the three seed in their bracket, will take on Southwest Minnesota State. Now, that Southwest Minnesota State would have been the number one seed in UNK's region. So they will move on and face off as they play at the home of basketball, Springfield, Mass. On the other side, Gannon, who is the number one seed in their bracket, will take on Central Missouri, the number one seed in their bracket. CW Post, great cereal manufacturing company, unbeaten at 30-0, so they were number one in their bracket, will take on Findlay of Ohio.
Well, Findlay's been...
Yeah, who had to go overtime, but moved on as well. And in case you missed this, Findlay defeated Grand Valley State in the opening round of the men's championship, 66-51.
Feel that!
So now we get to the women's side.
Oh, no.
And, of course, the
now
Elite
you're
Eight...
Now you're going to smack me right in the face with Grand Valley State winning by, what, 35?
The Elite Eight has been in Kearney the last 2 years. Delta State, a number one seed, will take on West Texas A&M.
Perennial powers.
So they were number one seeds. California of Pennsylvania, who made the Elite Eight last year, is a number one seed, and I believe they're doing that with a new coach this year, against Franklin Pierce, who was also in Kearney last year and was a number one seed. On the other side, Alaska Anchorage, who was in Kearney last year. They were a number two seed, had to beat Seattle Pacific, I think, again.
That's takes Kearney on. Played them. Was it Seattle Pacific that they played in Hawaii?
Take on Clayton State. Why? Don't get off base here.
Sorry.
Because Clayton State, I think they were here once. Maybe not last year or 2 years ago, but Clayton State gets on.
I don't remember meeting him.
And Michigan Tech will take on Minnesota State Mankato. Minnesota State Mankato was the team that won the UNK bracket, beat UNK earlier in the year by 3 points. UNK, of course, went out to Minnesota State Moorhead. Then Minnesota State Moorhead lost to Mankato 59-39. And Minnesota State Mankato beat Fort Lewis 72-61. They are all off to San Antonio, Texas. So, no Elite Eight for Grand Valley State, Danny.
Who bounced them?
I'm not sure Grand Valley State made the tournament,
That's
Tony.
That's too bad.
Are you going to be okay with that?
They even have a basketball program for the women?
Oh, yeah, here it is. Grand Valley State lost to Northern Kentucky, the defending national champions. By the way, Northern Kentucky, the defending national champions, will not be returning to the Elite Eight. They were bounced by Michigan Tech 76-53, but Northern Kentucky did oust Grand Valley State. So,
by the way, the reason we have some fun with Grand Valley State is because they have an enrollment of, say, 26,000 people and they're in Division II.
Hey, and how about South Dakota State setting a record for threes 16. Made yesterday? They absolutely pummeled TCU. Again, there's a case of South Dakota State not getting a respect from the seeds. Don't tell me you go year to year, because if you went year to year, South Dakota State would not be a 7 seed in the women's tournament.
Well, they're rated, what, 16?
Yeah, and this horse hockey that they keep telling is, like Joe Lenardi, when we had him on, he goes, they look at it year to year. No, they don't. Because Gonzaga has had better teams than they have this year. And Gonzaga is a 4 seed. For how many years they were being railroaded with an 8 or a 9 or a 6 seed, it's not year to year. And hopefully South Dakota State can continue to do some great things, because I don't know, everybody, it's going to be Connecticut probably winning the whole thing, but Oklahoma struggled a little bit yesterday. Baylor, a 2 seed, had to go overtime. Tennessee loses for the first time in the history of the school in the first round of the tournament to Ball State. Wonder if David Letterman will have anything to say about that tonight.
You remember the good old days when UNK was vying for Elite Eight and national title appearances? And North Dakota State, South Dakota, those teams got in the way. Well, one of those teams that got in the way got matched up with Kansas. Kansas didn't want much more of North Dakota State.
Yeah, boy.
I mean,
37 points from Woodside?
How the hell are we supposed to beat those guys? Bill Self's over there at halftime going, what is this? Where do they find a white kid like that, that quick and can shoot like that?
Hey, we want to thank, by the way, the folks that competed and participated in the annual Whoopers and Hoopers competition that went on this weekend. We got to judge the slam dunk contest. More talent in the slam dunk contest this year.
Much more.
Congratulations to those. The three-point shooting, not so much. The women, so much better shooters than the men in the three-point shooting contest. But congratulations to the winners there. And here are your champions. The UNK alumni won the men's elite division. The Brew Crew wins the B. The Class C division goes to Hastings Family Chiropractic. Runza wins the D1 division. The Jeff Keller team wins the D2 championship. The women's elite division is won by the Creighton Surgeons, and the women's B division goes to the Chargers team. So congratulations to all those. Again, a great number of athletes turn out. Here's what I want to know. In talking to some of the players that played this weekend, if you ever played college ball and you are in the smallest men's division, you're a puss. And you shouldn't even be allowed to play in that division. Where the biggest division was the D2 division, because everybody thinks that they're, I guess if you're kind of good, maybe you should move up to a D1. I'll bet the competition probably isn't that. I mean, who's playing in the BC and D1 if all the baggers are in the D2?
Well, why? I don't understand why you'd want to be a bagger in the D2 deal and hold that trophy up so proud.
It's like winning Class G softball. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email the Den Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy. Doug, spell out the word and if you want. Yeah, Doug and Daddy.
Why do I already have a text
at ESPNSuperstation.com. Hey, by the way, Creighton coming up tonight. NIT continues. Creighton taking on Kentucky, followed by Davidson and St. Mary's. Those should be two exciting games. Where are you going to watch them? Oh, that's right, where you watch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop with high-definition televisions all around the place. Not a bad seat in the house downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Lunch specials every day. Great food and drink specials every night. Try any of their 12 flavors of flame-broiled chicken wings, from medium to buck nasty hot, spicy garlic to pepper teriyaki, Jamaican jerk, barbecue, whatever. They've got it, and they're all good. Or try one of their home-style pizzas, like the Drunk Italian, the Pepper Jacaroni, or their Supreme. They make it the way you want it. There's burgers, there's appetizers, there's steaks, peppercorn. Or if you just want a little salad, they can whip that up for you as well. Enjoy a game of Keno, enjoy your favorite sporting events, and enjoy them all with great lunch specials and great evening drink specials as well at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. We are back with more, including a look at who's going to be favored this weekend after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't believe they're still on the air.
Well, that's certainly not the first time we've heard that.
Today, just about every ad you hear will mention saving you money, yet very few of them offer a really good deal. Well, Sprint's about to change that. Business customers can buy one Motorola i576 for $69.99 and get up to four free, all with Nextel Direct Connect, the fastest national push-to-talk network. Call 1-800-NEXTEL-9, only on the Now Network. Fastest based on initial call setup time. Not available on all channels. See Sprint stores for availability. Ends 4/18/09. Subject to two-year agreement up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit per line. Restrictions apply.
DiGiorno presents DiGiornonomics, or how you can win during the big basketball tournament in March. Game time decision. Overpriced delivery pizza, or the delicious savings of DiGiornonomics. You'll get the mouth-watering toppings and fresh baked taste of DiGiorno pizza for less than half the price of delivery. DiGiornonomics. Talk about a number one seed.
For fresh delivery taste without the delivery price, it's DiGiorno.
Less than half the price based on the weighted average non-promoted price and delivery charge of the three leading national delivery pizzas in 10 leading markets.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We have partly to mostly cloudy skies for the day today. There will be some scattered showers and strong thunderstorms moving in, but with a strong northwesterly wind, we have a wind advisory in effect, a high of 66. For tonight, we still have some rain showers in the evening hours, switching over to wet snow by the opening. With a northwesterly wind, we have a low near 31 degrees. Currently at 64 degrees.
She named me Dale, Darrell, Waltrip, Richard, Betty, Rusty, Olsen, Bill, Irvin, Gordon, Earnhardt, Smith, Johnson,
Junior, I guess you could say Mama was.
Who won yesterday?
I believe Kyle Busch did third time this season.
You know, as I was watching basketball with eight televisions right in front of me, hey, where's the NASCAR? Out in the other room. That's exactly what I said. But, you know, the race got over quick yesterday, and I said, well, did I miss something? I thought there was 221 laps to go. And then they told me it was like, what, a three-quarter-mile track, and it was only a 250-mile race. I went, if we could have more of those, that'd be great. If we have these 250-mile races, that'd be good. That'd be great.
You know what? I'm gonna go on a little deal here.
Uh-oh.
Of something I have not understood. I go through all the process of learning a little bit about the sport of wrestling. I know nothing about riding time. I don't know what that is. All of a sudden...
Let's go to the Den Popper inbox here from Mrs. Tony Davis.
Yes.
Duh.
It's 1-1. Our friend Craig Brester's going to overtime, I can only assume. And then the guy starts spazzing out as he's the national champion. Oh, he won 2-1. We just give him a point. I don't get it.
Okay, I know we got a lot of wrestling fans listening out there, so I'm not 100% on this. I think I know the rule, but if you'd like to call in or send us the riding time college deal, you're more than welcome to 1-888-455-ESPN or email us Dent Popper inbox Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Nebraska did finish fourth this weekend in the Division I Wrestling Championships. I think that's a heck of a year for the Big Red. 78.5. A lot was made. What would have happened had Paul Donahoe been here? I think they get third. I think that's the only difference, and maybe Donahoe, you know, whatever the story is. But Jordan Burroughs did become the 10th national champion in Husker history, winning the 157-pound title, defeating the second seed of Illinois 5-1. Brester loses 2-1. He just couldn't get any offense. Of course, that was a rematch of the Big 12 championship where there was a little offense, and Brester won that. Varner earned riding time to take the win before Brester escaped.
Does it say how much? I
think it's a minute.
You've got to be
in.
Over a minute.
I think, and again, it might be more than that, but I think you have to have so much, and, you know, whatever. I guess that's so that you have to be aggressive off the bottom in college wrestling a little bit early instead of just waiting the whole period and popping out in the last 10 seconds.
Let's just make a rule. If you hold the basketball out by half court for an excessive amount of time, you win or something.
Damon Benning's the new head football coach at Omaha Northwest.
Boy, there's a bad program. Good luck, Damon. Enjoy that experience. Enjoy that experience on the 53 kids you get out.
UNK women's golf team sits in third at the Wayne State Invite behind UNO. they have a sizable lead. And then Wayne. So Sarah Wissing, the Hastings freshman, tied for third place overall in this field.
How did Kearney do in track? Did we get any results?
Well, that indoor invite, yeah, they won it. Jim Bovey going to join us next segment to talk Hastings baseball. They started 4-0 this weekend. UNK went 3-1 against Colorado Christian. At least they did it right this time. When they got their butt kicked, they didn't lose by one again. They got beat 9-0, but they won the other three games, including 15-6 on Saturday. Not so well for the softball team. They went 1-3 out at Western New Mexico. UNK will host Shadron Wednesday. UNK and Hastings baseball, they've already moved it back to Wednesday at 4:30. They were going to play Tuesday. That's not going to happen. They're going to try Wednesday at 4:30 at Memorial Field in Kearney. Spring football begins today for UNK. Nebraska baseball team 2-1 over the weekend and kind of did it a lot different than we thought, yeah. Tony. That was a big win for the Huskers on Friday.
Well, yeah, it's kind of one of those what happened here because Andrew Oliver expected to be, I believe, Baseball America's sixth overall pitcher. Big left-handed kid going for them, and this was the kid that beat Johnny Dorn a year ago 1-0 in Stillwater in an epic game that a lot of people still remember.
And he was spotted quickly to a 3-0 lead, yeah, through two innings.
And then
Nebraska able to put up five in the third inning.
Well, they get that offense going, and they carry it over the next day. And then you thought, boy, this would be great to get, you know, the sweep to kind of get things back and you know what, 500 in the conference after two weekends, let's take that, because you go to Texas Tech, you thought you would handle business there, you righted the ship, and let's see where we can go from here.
Back to the NIT, you're going to watch the Creighton game tonight, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
I'm 50-50. I'm going to try.
It's at 6 o'clock.
Okay, yes. I will watch. Yes, I will watch it. Well, sorry. I won.
How many innings of the World Baseball Classic did you watch?
About 8 last night.
Did you? Okay.
I did.
All right. All right. Little E.T. has died.
Oh, the horse?
Yeah, see, I thought maybe you'd say rapper. Little E.T., 1992 Kentucky Derby winner at the age of 20. Euthanized, which you call what, Derek?
Yeah, it says he died. No, that'd be he was killed.
Euthanized at the age of 20. And here's another one for you, Tony.
The rapper Little E.T.
A New Jersey...
Well, that's a great name, but...
A New Jersey lawmaker is asking a judge to overturn a federal law that bans sports betting in 46 states. State Senator Raymond Lesnick filed a lawsuit today, says the federal law is unconstitutional because it treats four states differently than the rest. Yeah, I bet there's a few other like that out there. Nevada, Delaware, Montana, and Oregon, the law prohibits sports betting in all states except those. Only Nevada and Montana currently allow sports wagering.
I didn't know Montana did.
And even less to do there. Quickly before we go to break, and then we're going to catch up with Jim Bobby. The spreads are out tonight for tonight and the NCAA tournament. Creighton, Kentucky.
Creighton at home by 2.5.
Creighton by 2. That's the current line. Opened at 3. Now I'm going to go skip all these other games and go straight to the NCAA tournament. Villanova, Duke.
Boy, Villanova's at home. That's about an even game.
No, Villanova's not at home. You only get to play the first two in Philadelphia.
Okay, okay, my bad. Okay, Duke's favored by 4.5.
2. Pittsburgh, Xavier.
Pittsburgh's favored by 4.
Opened at 8, currently 7. Memphis, Missouri.
What's the over-under on this game?
140. It opened at 143, it's down to 141.
Okay. Memphis will be favored by 3.
Opened at 6, trending anywhere from 4 to 5 right now.
Really? Okay.
Connecticut, Purdue.
Well, Connecticut's got to be favored by what, 8?
Opened at 7, stays at 7. Louisville, Arizona.
Louisville will be favored by, I would say, 6 or 8.
Which is it?
7.
9.
Oh.
Michigan State, Kansas.
See, here's one I think that Kansas...
And you know what's scary? He's actually kind of in the ballpark on all
yeah,
these.
He is.
Michigan State, Kansas.
You know what? I'm going to say Kansas favored by a point or two.
Michigan State opened at 1. Now they are favored by 2. Michigan State. Gonzaga, North Carolina.
North Carolina by 6.
8.5. Opened at 9. Oklahoma, Syracuse.
Syracuse by 4.
Oklahoma by 1.
Wow.
We'll take a break. Jim Bovey to talk a little Hastings College baseball when we come back.
And now here's another insightful comment from a Doug and Daddy listener.
Sellouts, that's what they are, the dirty sellouts for the almighty dollar.
And that's why you so seldom hear listener comment solicitations on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. If you're starting a business, like I recently did, you need to know legal stuff. I'm not an attorney. But I'm going to incorporate or form an LLC for legal protection, tax advantages. I can either take the afternoon off, drive to an attorney, or go to LegalZoom.com, answer a few easy questions, incorporate, and save 85%. It was started by attorneys who worked at the top corporate law firms in America. LegalZoom saves you thousands. Over a million satisfied customers have used LegalZoom, the leader for affordable, high-quality legal documents. Whether you're starting an S corporation, an LLC, or a sole proprietorship, LegalZoom can help. Just a few easy online questions. LegalZoom can file your documents with the state, give you a federal tax ID number. It's not a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction. And you can save more. Enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout. Visit LegalZoom.com. I use it, LegalZoom.com.
If you have high credit card balances and other unsecured debt, including medical bills and various personal loans, please listen to this free consumer alert from the CESI Debt Helpline. You can take control of your debt, but you need our help. Our partner companies negotiate millions of dollars in debt with the large credit card companies every month. We save our customers thousands of dollars in debt. These special programs do not offer loans, and debt reduction does not work on student, auto, or home loans. Call today and see how much we can save you. As a free consumer service, the first 100 people that call in right now will receive a free debt analysis. Learn how you can reduce your debt today with this free call.
Call us 24 hours a day at this number.
800-958-2153. 800-958-2153. That's 800-958-2153.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motor Works on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motor Works. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We have partly to mostly cloudy skies for the day today. There will be some scattered showers and strong thunderstorms moving in, but with a strong northwesterly wind, we have a wind advisory in effect, a high of 66. For tonight, we still have some rain showers in the evening hours, switching over to wet snow by the overnight. With a northwesterly wind, we have a low near 31 degrees. Currently at 64 degrees.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, the winds are howling, so you know it's springtime. Happy spring, by the way, Daddy.
Well, thank you.
Just wanted you to know that. And that means baseball, softball, and your headquarters. Misco Sports on the bricks at the downtown Kearney Center. Blow on in. Right there they are. Steve and the gang. Steve and the gang. New bats, gloves, and bags coming in weekly. I was in there last week. They got stuff all over the place. Little kids, big kids, men's, women's. If you need ball hats, if you need, which are called caps, by the way, if you need baseball or softball bats,
shoes,
bags, shoes, little kids, big kids, it's all there for you. Misco Sports also has your soccer and track gear if you're getting into the season now and going, you know what, this ain't working out. Well, Misco's is going to help you out. And again, still spring break rolling down. You might want to make that last trip out to the slopes, catch some skiing. Well, Misco's has the ski pants, gloves, and goggles. Of course, 50% off their entire Columbia ski coat selection as well. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. Well, the games began at Duncan Field this weekend in the GPAC Conference, and Hastings College says look who's on top of the mountain. They are 4-0 after sweeping Dort and Morningside, and we are pleased to be joined by the head baseball coach at Hastings College, Jim Bovee, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, congratulations.
Well, thanks a lot, guys. I think we might be doing some of that skiing yet this week, but it was good to get them in this weekend and play like we did.
Now, you take a look at this, a little surprising at 4-0. I think any time you go 4-0, it's a little surprising, but were you surprised at 4-0?
Well, the way things were 6 days ago, I don't think any of us dared to hope for 4-0. You know, Morningside came in as the defending conference champ and the team picked to win the league, and I think most of us would have said if we go to back to class Monday 3-1, we're going to be pretty happy about it. So to go 4-0, we're just ecstatic.
Coach, obviously we talked last week about the competition you guys faced in Oklahoma Baptist, Oklahoma Christian, Oklahoma City University. Did that prepare you, or I don't know how you could have much confidence coming back from that, but the kids must have.
Well, that's an issue we face almost every year. 5 days ago we had a lot of frustration and a lot of doubt and some complaining about why were we playing these teams and what good was it going to do us. And as a coach, it's a little bit of a roll of the dice, because if you come out and you go 0-4, why were you playing those teams? They obviously didn't do you any good. And to come out and go 4-0, I don't know if playing the tough competition is the only reason. I think there's kind of a tradition here that when the league comes around, we expect everybody to step up, and we're going to start putting our best guys out there, what we think is our best rotation, and hope the games fall the way we want them to. But historically, I've always tried to do that, and a lot of coaches believe that practice should be tougher than the games, and I believe that your non-league schedule should be tougher than your league schedule, And I think that had something to do with it.
Well, you got that figured out. I mean, there's no doubt that the non-league schedule is tougher overall because of playing the number one team in the country and things like that. And yesterday, two different games, Jim Bovey joining us, the manager of the Hastings College Bronco baseball team. It was a pitcher's duel in game one, got the offense going in game two. Let's start with Alex Kuchera and the game that he had yesterday.
Well, Cooch really had one of the guttier efforts I can remember having in terms of pitching in a tight ball game. You know, was able to pick two or three guys off base. I mean, there were runners on most of the day, and he just kept wiggling out of the jams and actually had eight assists as a pitcher, which is pretty unusual. Really fielded his position well, made some big pitches, and you know, the game didn't end until he struck out the returning GPAC Player of the Year on a 3-2 slider to end the game. So I know a lot of people were surprised I left him out there just because, you know, I'm kind of have a quick hook, and we have the all-conference closer, and I just felt the way he was throwing and as gutty as he was that he was the guy to go with.
You know, 5-5-2-9, GPAC Armec, you expect runs to be scored. Coach, you guys were able to put up those numbers, but I guess it's really the pitching's what stands out, not only Alex but your other kids.
Well, our four starters really gave us what we needed to this weekend. You know, McCann threw well the first day. Dave Bates, even though he didn't figure in the decision, really threw well, and then Cooch and A.J. Clark. And that, you know, I've always said that your success in our league, when it was the NIAC and now when it's the GPAC, is going to come down to starting pitching. And, you know, if you have four good guys you can send out there and you don't have to worry about, you know, are we throwing 3 and 4 and somebody else is throwing 1 and 2, if you just got four guys you have confidence in that you can keep running out there, that's the first and, I think, the biggest step in terms of being successful in our league.
Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovey joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, offensively, where are you coming along at? Who's a couple kids that are making strides?
Well, I think still the guy that gets most of the attention from other teams is Joe Jonjake, even though he would tell you he's probably not off to as good a start as he would like to be. Yet on Saturday in a tie game in the bottom of the sixth inning, lo and behold, who's up for us with runners on base needing a hit is Joe, and he came through with a triple off the wall here at Duncan. So, you know, our discussion offensively kind of really hinges around him. Blake Marquardt has transferred in from McCook Community College and has really started picking it up the last couple weeks. And then A.J. Clark, one of our starting pitchers, is also our starting shortstop, a switch hitter who transferred in at semester. So he's a big cog for us also.
A triple off the wall at Duncan. What was that, about 463?
It was about 390, and it ricocheted past the left fielder going back into the infield about as fast as it got out there.
Oh,
well, Coach, it's a bomb. Anybody, of course, that knows Duncan. Talk about this weekend, Briarcliff, Northwestern. You got four at home. Now you got to go on the road.
We do, and, you know, Northwestern, Briarcliff, and Morningside were picked 1, 2, 3 in the league. So that's quite a gauntlet to get through right away at the beginning, and it's going to be tougher on the road. You know, our team is kind of tailored to playing at Duncan, and our pitchers are very much guys who are going to throw strikes and try not to make errors and realize that the park is in their favor, and that's not always going to be the case now when we go on the road. So it's going to be a good test for us. You know, we got a couple days to kind of slow down because we did play 9 and 5 days a week ago. And then we got to get it geared back up and against two teams. And of course, the flip side of going 4-0 is you got everybody's attention now.
Coach, finally, you are back from Oklahoma. What was your best meal down there? Where'd you go?
Well, I think our guys are still going to say Poncho's Mexican Buffet is still top of the list when we go down there. And it's kind of a tradition for us.
You guys still go to Mantle's every year?
A couple of our kids will try to with their parents, but team-wise, we have not for a few years.
We got to work on that budget, don't we?
Yeah, that's good timing to say that in this day and age here this year.
Well, Jim, great job by your kids, and we'll catch up with you again real soon. Best of luck this week.
All right, thanks, guys.
Never mind the kids, Jim. Great job by you as well.
Well, you know, once in a while, you have a weekend where most of your moves don't backfire, so you got to enjoy it when you get it.
All right, go teach some class.
All right, thanks, guys.
Jim Bovey, the manager of Hastings College. They're off to a 4-0 start in conference after going and taking some of their lumps early on the road. Well, that's going to wrap things up on our Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow, Coach Bo Pelini, his spring press conference. We'll bring it to you in its entirety, get underway at approximately 11:30 from Lincoln. We'll have some special thoughts about that as well. We talked a little spring football, of course, last Friday. We had Steve Sippel on for a couple of extended segments to talk about the team, what's coming back, what's not, where we're sitting at. You can catch that on the podcast if you want, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft at ESPNSuperstation.com. All of the shows are up. I hear from time to time, in fact, I hear it a lot, well, we couldn't catch you today. Well, we couldn't catch you. Oh, I was at lunch. I was working. Well, you know what? You can catch us anytime if you want. I know you're just trying to be nice, but if you want, ESPNSuperstation.com. We will have Coach Pelini's press conference tomorrow. I want to thank Jim Bowie for joining us on the Dung and Daddy Show today. And, of course, good luck as we get farther into your brackets. Again, I'm better than you.
Well, there's no surprise there, but check out my meth is bad for your teeth. I think that's one mine that's leading the way.
And, of course, go to the blog. Daddy wants to know what you're thinking at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.